Hi, I would like to welcome you all to the Yossi Schmidt Show, to the celebration of Team World Supporters' fourth birthday. In honor of this celebration, we have on the show a longtime friend of Team World Supporter, Chemi Rosenfeld.
Yossi!
How you doing, Chemi?
How's it going? It's been like 3 hours.
It's been a
nice lunch. You could tell the viewers that we go for lunch. Sometimes get some sushi.
Sometimes. Not often.
Well, happy birthday, first of all, for TWS. 4 years.
Four years,
that's right. Big news. Big news. 4 years ago, I remember when you even started thinking. Number one, I got to tell you, viewers, we go back 11 years. 11, yeah, 11, almost, this summer will be 11 years from the first time that we met and I threw you into a pool on our very first meeting.
very close friends. that's what very close friends do, right?
Usually I met you and then we went to a water park and then I'm like, let me throw him into the pool. Let's see how it goes. But let me ask you a question. I know you started this 4 years ago. I remember when it was a thought in your mind. Did you think that you'd go this far?
Absolutely not. I was doing whatever I can to make a difference in the world. And to actually, people don't know this. You do, because like I said, you know me for 11 years. Team World Supporter didn't even start to fight for free speech. We started to fight and combat fake news. I actually remember back in the day sitting with you. We were going through articles that were obviously
that
fake.
That YouTube video,
we sit there going through videos.
Articles, yes, I remember.
And I was wondering who would be a narrator. I was asking you, I was asking different friends. Yeah. And I didn't want to be a narrator myself because I'm this little nobody. And here we are 4 years later.
So let me ask you a question. What made you shift from more media? When did you start realizing about this free speech being censored? When did you start realizing it more and start to take action?
I'm not exactly sure the exact date, but I noticed that there was I owe Team World Supporters move to free speech to a guy by the name of Ari Friedman, who decided that he was going to stand up to a known anti-Semite by the name of Paul Nill, and he was running for Congress at the time.
I remember, yeah.
And when he was running, he said stupid things. So Ari Friedman was fighting him based on what he was saying. And Twitter suspended Ari Friedman. When it was brought to my attention, I started a daily tracker. I'm sure you remember that too.
Sure.
I started a daily tracker on my World Supporter account that has subsequently been banned from Twitter for manipulation, which is a made-up reason.
Right.
But that was a year ago, actually. Not a little more. It was November 3rd when World Supporter got banned.
Banned, I remember.
On election day.
And I hate to cut you off, but there was a lot of accounts that were actually suspended on that particular day, correct?
Yes, there was mine. Actually, the two of mine, one was the company Twitter account, World Supporter, and one was YossiS1997 that was banned. Then there was Jewish Breaking News that was banned. There were a lot of media outlets that were just banned. Breaking 911, I think, was banned that day, too. They since made a comeback. They got unbanned. A lot of media outlets were banned.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, So you guys were banned for a bogus reason, in the nice words.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question. So what is TWS doing to fight back the free speech?
We're bringing awareness. We made another YouTube video after the fake news YouTube video. After, like, I don't know exactly, in the video that we made, we said how many days it has been. compiling a list of people that were banned for bogus reasons. And again, I had to find a narrator because I couldn't do it myself. And after a certain amount, we fought, we brought awareness, and now we transitioned a bit from bringing awareness, because unfortunately now there doesn't need to be brought awareness about censorship, because I'm 95% sure that all my viewers know that.
But it wasn't always like that. That people didn't know about censorship. Like, if you got banned from Twitter, then you thought that, hey, you know, you did something wrong. It wasn't because you had conservative views or anything else.
Right. It wasn't always like that. But when the leftists started getting in power, started actually like controlling, and then Kamala Harris was calling for Trump to get banned from Twitter, she yelled, she sent a letter to Jack Dorsey demanding that he banned Trump, then that became a First Amendment issue, because the government is not allowed to tell private companies to censor people.
Right. Right. Now, I'm seeing that TWS started doing a lot of reviews. There was a couple, I know you're working in the middle of a Getter review. There's some other reviews that you were doing for other websites. CloudHub is, there was another one out there.
Parler,
yes. Can you please explain to me a little bit, how did you transition from, doing reviews like an add-on something that you decided to do because you want to check out these websites, these apps to see if they are legitimate, if they are legit keeping the First Amendment? Is that a reason why you started it?
So I'll be honest, I owe my reviews, and I'll say it straight here on the podcast, I owe the reviews to CloudHub. I was tweeting out the video that I mentioned earlier to bring awareness to that censorship, and CloudHub DM'd me on Twitter and said, do you mind checking out my platform? So I check out the platform. As I'm checking out the platform, I hear about this other platform from Dan Bongino called Parler.
Who's been banned from YouTube for life, I was told.
Yes.
We'll get to that shortly.
We'll get to that very shortly. Yeah. Yeah. You know my views already on that.
Correct.
When Dan Bongino bought a stake in Parler, I decided, who's to say which platform to join? They have differences, but they're very similar. They're both trying to be a Twitter alternative or a Facebook alternative. Which one's to do? So I tweeted out, I'm doing a review between Parler and CloudHub. CloudHub actively worked with me, and Parler didn't. Now, it could be that they were too big for themselves to notice that Team World Supporter was doing a review, or it could be not. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
A year later, I decided to do another review after we launched our website.
I remember that.
Which the statement that's going live today also on the website is goes more in depth of dates and everything when things got started. I would suggest that the viewers check out the statement too, in honor of today's celebration. So I did another review. CloudHub again worked with me, and Parler didn't. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They were They were experiencing huge growth. I'm not saying that CloudHub wasn't. I'm just saying that.
But there are people out there who view Getter, Parler, CloudHub, these alternative apps to like more right wing, more like Trump's platform, right? There's like rumors going around that Trump might be buying Parler. It's news out there, but again, it doesn't necessarily mean to be true. But the concept is that there's a lot of his reviewers out. A lot of his supporters out there are using the, now obviously they're using it because Twitter abandoned if they say something. But for the other people out there, do you feel like it's a fair thing to say that, hey, this is all right app?
So I definitely hear where they're coming from. Having spoken to the CEO of CloudHub, I know for a fact he wants left-wing people on there. He actually has a left-wing person who he talks to daily. I don't know daily. He used to talk to her daily. Again, I don't know why I keep on saying the word daily, but he used to talk to her a lot right. about free speech, because free speech is all across the board, not just for left or right. Free speech is one of the fundamentals of this country. We have to have that set in stone. So, right. and I spoke to Jason Miller on the previous episode of this podcast, and Jason Miller said that he doesn't necessarily only want right or left. He wants free speech.
Yeah, but are there really Democrats out there that are downloading Getter or Parler and joining?
Well, I have seen a lot of negative comments about President Trump on Getter during my whole review, and I've seen a lot of actually negative comments attacking Jason personally.
The CEO.
And Jason letting them be on there.
Because I guess he honors the free speech, you know. So, you know, it's a good thing that he's actually honoring it. Let me ask you this question. Talking about celebrities over here. So, Dan Bongino, and then we got Joe Rogan. You want to fill us up a little bit like about Joe Rogan, Spotify?
Well, Joe Rogan had a... interview with Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Robert Malone. Dr. Robert Malone happens to be, has 9 patents in his name about the mRNA invention coming to COVID.
Yeah, he was one of the creators, they said.
Yeah, and he's, and people were very upset because they labeled it as COVID misinformation. Now, let me be clear. A platform has no right to decide what is misinformation. You can't argue with a doctor who invented the vaccine technology for, you can't say that he's misinformation when he's not. Just because it doesn't go by your view doesn't mean that it's misinformation. And just because the government disagrees with him doesn't mean that it's misinformation. Who right. is Spotify? Who is Twitter? Who is Getter? Who is any of these platforms that decide something is misinformation? As a matter of fact, I will say this. I disagree with Spotify's decision to even put an advisory on Joe Rogan's...
They put an advisory?
They decided to put an advisory on.
How does it look? One second. Let me see my Spotify account. How does it look?
I'm not exactly sure. I haven't seen it, but I saw Spotify's announcement. And I decided that, yes, I'm going to be talking about COVID misinformation because they decided that. And if they want to remove me, please go ahead. Remove me. And I, again, I'm not someone that decides to say that this is true, this is not true. I'm not a doctor.
You but said Spotify's Dr. Robert Einstein?
What?
You said Dr. Robert Einstein?
Dr. Robert Malone. Spotify is not either doctors. They have no right to decide if it's misinformation or not. And if people want don't feel that they want the same account, same platform as Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan even talks to people that they disagree with, and let them remove themselves. They don't need to make a whole scene. And actually, a lot of celebrities, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, came out in support of Joe Rogan today.
Yeah, I mean, it only makes sense. You're right. Like, who's Spotify to decide what should be said and what should not be said? You know, they should worry more about Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg. I know he's friend of ours. Yes. Yeah, I know him for many years. So yeah, they should more focus on Whoopi Goldberg, who says retarded stuff about anti-Semitism.
It's just because she's uneducated, in my opinion.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think she meant it seriously. I don't think personally, a lot of my friends are going to disagree with me, and I don't know, I didn't tell you this yet today, but I personally think the suspension is not the right thing. We shouldn't give in to the left for cancel culture. We shouldn't say, oh, you want cancel culture, so we'll cancel you. I don't think we should even suspend her. I think we should educate her. I saw on Twitter that Bethany Shandar, Bethany Mandel, invited Whoopi to her Shabbos table, to her house for Shabbos, and she said that no phones, but come on down, experience what being a Jew is all about, so you could know what you said is wrong. Right. Educate and not cancel. I'm very against cancel. I think you know that.
Right. I mean, yeah, I saw someone saying, like, a lot of these talk shows hosts, they're basically pawns for the producers. It's really the people out there who are pulling strings. But sometimes these producers, sometimes these writers, they're not, like you said, they're just not simply educated, you know? Because they're not educated when it comes to these things. So let me ask you a question right now. What's in store for TWS next? So you guys are doing reviews, merch. Let's talk about merch for a second. Definitely need to work on getting merch.
I have a question. Would you wear a Team World Supporter
sweatshirt? Absolutely. Definitely. 100%.
I know I take these pictures with a mug every morning. I think I should get a Team World Supporter mug. Team World Supporter.
I want a tumbler.
What?
I'd like a tumbler.
I hear.
But what's in store?
Definitely in store. I don't know when exactly we will release it, but it's something we have to look at.
What's in store for you guys?
We're still doing the nightly news roundups every night.
Okay.
We're also doing the reviews. As we're closing in on the review with Getter, we're looking for more platforms that are willing to be transparent with us on more reviews. Parler, maybe this time they might work with us. I don't know. Space told me on a previous episode that they would be willing to work with us on a review. And I'm hoping to score a review with Truth Social, maybe even an interview with Devin Nunes. And we're always looking to grow. And if any of the viewers have an idea for Team World Supporter whose goal is to protect the entire Constitution, hit us up. You know where to find us.
That's definitely. Let me just ask you another quick question before we go. Is if people out there, I know this is a different kind of question to ask you. Do you think that the whole movement, and I know there are people out there that are also like TWS, who are fighting for our Constitution and are fighting for freedom of speech. But if we were to go back to year 2015, before former President Trump was elected, no one spoke about the word censoring. Was there ever such a thing? What would happen, let's say, in 2016 if Hillary was elected and it would be a Democrat president throughout?
I'm actually very scared. I'm actually very scared to imagine Hillary as president.
All right. I'm just as terrified, but my question is...
But I think censorship...
Do we owe Trump a little bit of gratitude for bringing it out there a little bit? Is that something that...
I definitely think that the problem would have been more suppressed than President Trump gave it a voice, but it still would have been there. And if COVID would come out under Hillary, let's not even discuss the level of censorship that would happen and everything that would be labeled as misinformation under Hillary. Let's not even go there. But the issue would have eventually came out. Trump gave it more of a voice.
We have more of a voice. The next question is, is there something that we can do besides run to alternative platforms and maybe try to fix the root of the problem? You're just saying about Don Majid being banned from YouTube for life, right? Is there maybe something about organization like yours or others come together and, you know, the basic concept is that, hey, you know, there's alternative websites. So leave Twitter, leave YouTube, leave Spotify, leave all these places. Is there maybe something, instead of leaving it, maybe try to fix it, fight against it, or...
I am not a fan of leaving any big tech. My motto is be everywhere. The only answer in this fight against censorship is to be everywhere. Make them cancel you, not you cancel them. Don't run to Getter because Getter exists. Don't run to Free Space because Free Space exists. Stay everywhere. Build a big audience. Make a difference. Every single person can make a difference. Be everywhere. Don't just run together. No, make them cancel you. And after they cancel you, make them make them realize what they did wrong and make them suffer the consequences.
1,000%. I agree with you. That's 1,000% I agree with you. I'm really excited to see what TWS has next in store. I know that there is some surprise guests. I can't say who we're working on. Can we say or can we not say?
Everything. So this is my goal for Team World Supporter. We are going to be as transparent as possible. We might hold back a little bit, but as soon as we're able to, stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, we have some. We have, again, as I mentioned earlier, we did have a great lunch today, and there are some people who we reached out to that would be very exciting to see them on the show. And it's interesting, when if you would have asked me 4 years ago, would you be interviewing CEOs of companies, I'd probably pull over, throw you out of the car and be like, wake up. But I'm really proud of you. I think you accomplished, it's a line, you know, I don't want to say it in English, but it's Yagatim and Selsi Tamen. You know, you can translate it for people out there. And you did very well.
If you work hard, you get places.
Correct. You did very well. And happy birthday. And appreciate for all your viewers out there who are supporting us. And keep the fight going.
Thank you, Chemi, for always being here for Team World Supporter. You're one of the very few people that actually know what goes on behind the scenes.
From the first people out there who are involved.
There are plenty of people that deserve shout outs.
Right.
They don't want the shout outs, so I'll respect them. But there are plenty of people that helped us get to where we are today.
Definitely.
And we're definitely going to get further. Stay tuned and
order merch
when the merch comes out.
Merch is coming out shortly.
I also hope, I'm going to say this, I'm going to try to be more consistent with the podcasts. Try to release a podcast once a week. It hasn't been so successful this past year, but the fourth year, my goal is to release a podcast once a week. If we don't have a guest, I'm going to record a solo episode. Maybe Chemi will come back on.
Anytime.
And thank you again for tuning in to this week's episode.
All the best, Yossi.